Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, let's get started. Sheena, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we're going to turn it over to you for open selection.
Okay. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound, ooh, in your ear. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. I will bless your name. There is a name I love to hear. Yes. Yes. I love to sing his praise. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. God bless you.
Thank you, Tina, for that beautiful selection. Our opening prayer tonight is going to be done by Minister Josephine Johnson.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you humble as we know how. Father God, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Father God, I give you all the glory and honor and praise, because without you, I can do nothing. So, Heavenly Father, you know everyone that's on this line. You know us one by one. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever you have for us tonight, oh, Father God, I ask that you help us to receive it from the word that's going to be preached tonight. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, salvation, sanctification, the Holy Ghost. Father God, we put it all in your hand, God, because you're the only one that knows what each and every one of us need, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God, for how you bless us, God. We thank you, God, for your promises, God. Yeah, and amen. So, Father God, we stand on your word tonight, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever you want us to hear tonight, God, from the word, let us hear it, God. Let us hide the word in our hearts. We may not sin against thee. And Father God, we give you all the glory and honor and praise and bless the speaker on tonight, God. Use the speaker like never before. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give her the words, Father God, that is needed for this lesson tonight. And we be so careful to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Okay, we'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study. Well, we're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. Tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie, and we're going to turn it over to her.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We're so grateful that God has blessed us to see another Thursday night. It's always a joy. It's always a joy for us to come together on Thursday night to hear whatever the Lord has for us. And, you know, we know that the theme is talking with God. And that is what we cover. And at some, you know, every Thursday night, something that we say has to do with prayer, because that is what we're supposed to be learning, what the words say concerning prayer and how to use. And it is a tool. Prayer is a tool. And we try to learn how to use the tools that we've been given so that we can continue victorious as we go forth for the Lord. And so the topic for tonight is God's tool. And we know prayer is a tool, but then there's things that God used to help us to help him to shape us in his image. And I'm going to just name three of the tools tonight, and then we'll go over, cover, you know, a little bit as much time as we have. The first two, God used the Bible. And this is God, the tools he used to shape us in his image. He used the Bible, he used the church, and he used our life challenges. In Isaiah 64, verse 8, I'm going to read from both the NIV and from the King James. But the King James said, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." In NIV, it reads, "We are the clay, and you our potter, and all of us are the work of your hand." Just a little different, but I hope you see the difference between what it was saying. God uses the symbolism of making pottery to show how he worked to get us to the point that we are looking like his son Jesus. We are looking like Christ as believers. Yeah, we are his creation. He utilized this mold and perfect his work. And his work is the believers, each one of us. We are God's creation, and he wants us to look like his son. And so we go to the Bible, what the Bible said. You read Psalms 119 and verse 105. And the Holy Spirit illuminates our hearts through the scripture so we can come under conviction and grow in our faith. We know that the if you read that in the Bible, it said that the word is a light, a lamp unto our feet, and a light to our path. And that means that the Bible is what we need to show us the direction in which we need to go. I don't know how many things that we can find our way without using God's word. And in Matthew 6, verse 32, he said the first thing we're supposed to do is seek him and his righteousness. And so we're supposed to pray, because that's the only way we can communicate with God is through prayer, the reading and the receiving of the word, and through prayer. And when we do that, then we are able to know what God's will is for us and his purpose. And each of us have a purpose. God have given us something to do. And we can only do it when we know what it is, and then follow the word to know how to do what it is that we're called to do. I praise God for 2 Timothy 2 and 15, and I'm not going to read all the scriptures that's listed pertaining to the lesson tonight, but if you if we just know a few of them, the word will let that we will know how to follow the instruction God help us in 2 Timothy 2 chapter and verse 15. It says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We're not supposed to study the word so that we can debate the word. We're supposed to study the word so we have an understanding of what God's word says, so we'll know how to, if we're called to minister the word, you have to know how to minister the word to others than by studying it yourself. So if, and also in 2 Timothy 3:16, the scripture say that all scriptures are inspired by God. Man wrote the word, and a lot of people have, there's been that, you know, they've said, well, man wrote the Bible, so they don't have to believe it all. But anything that have stood over 2,000 years and have not been, man is not able to destroy it, then we need to understand that it not only did God, is it God inspired, but it is his word, even though he did use different men to write, but it is his word, and it is his word that we need to follow to know how to get to where we're supposed to get to complete our assignment that we have been given. And so as we study the Bible, we will be able to know what God is saying for this each season, because the scripture also said for every there is a time and a season. Everything does a time and a season. And so as we go from one season to the other, we need to know how to change the direction that we need to go in according to what it is we're supposed to accomplish in that season. And we know in the natural, you don't do the same thing in the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. There are certain things that you have to do in the spring so that you can, one is to sow seed so that you can have a harvest when a fall comes. So if you miss seed time, sowing seed, then will there be a harvest? I don't think so. So what we need to know is what time it is. And the only way to do that is study the word of God. So the Bible, God's word, is the one thing that we need to go to. And the second thing I believe we need to know is learn out of the Bible what God would have us to say and know concerning prayer. And so God proves the prayer is not listed, because like I say, that's our theme. So whatever we're talking about, we're going to get around to something about prayer. But so to know that the Bible and the church and our challenges or our circumstances is the tools God used to shape us so that we could be in the image of his son and likeness of his son Jesus. So not only, again, is it the Bible, but then the church. Now, we know Hebrews 10:25. If you was to read that scripture, it talks about the not to neglecting this our coming together, the assembling of ourselves together, and I believe that 10:25. I'm gonna turn to it and read it. I'm sorry, it's Hebrews. It's not Romans, it's Hebrews. I'm sorry, forgive me. But Hebrews 10:25, it talks about our coming together and not the neglecting of ourselves. And I believe in the Old Testament when it talked about they went from house to house and broke bread, that was one of the things that kept them going in the right direction. And I believe if we go to the house of God and get the right bread, and then we also keep our fellowship going, as in, you know, in I would say small groups at other times, because you can't live in the church, but you live in a community. So you not only need to come together in the church, but you need to be connected to the people that you are around outside the church. But we need to know what the word is saying, and to for not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and to also, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. What day approaching? The coming of Christ, I believe, is what this is referring to. And we know, according to the things that we see, the things that we heard, that we are nearer to the coming of Christ than we have been. And yeah. If you think he's not coming, then I you know, Paul said, I wouldn't have you ignorant, brother. We need to know about it. If you go to Matthew chapter 24 and you read that as one place, I know, then it will tell you a lot of things about the second coming of Christ. It is, it's in the Bible, it's real, it's going to happen. We don't know when, but that shouldn't keep us from searching the scripture to know what we need to do to be prepared when the time comes. And we need to read the Bible, not just for to share it with somebody else, but we need to read it for ourselves so we'll know what is our assignment. You know, and I don't know if I'm going to get to the part about the gifts tonight or not, but there are gifts that God gives each one of us, and the gifts is for the body of Christ. So it's not just something that we have to say that we have we are anointed to apostle, prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, not to say, or to lay hands on the sick. It's not how many gifts that we have, but we are supposed to find out what God has given us, then how to use it so the body of Christ can be benefited and get to a level of faith where the work that needs to be done can take place. I believe the scripture said that signs and wonders will follow the believers. And we're supposed to do, Jesus said, greater work than these shall you do, because I go back to the Father. The Holy Spirit came so that we would be empowered to do greater work than Jesus was doing. And if you go back and read about his ministry, and you'll find out that he went out early in the morning and prayed to the Father. He stayed connected to the one that sent him on a mission. And we have to do the same thing. In order to fulfill our purpose for being here, we have to do the same thing, Jesus. He is our example. And when God molds us, he's making us to be like Jesus. And if we're going to be like Jesus, then we know could go to the Word and find out, what did Jesus do? What did he say? How did he do it? How was his relationship with the Father? And then we need to let God shape us so we can do the same thing. And we can only do it when we follow the instruction that he gives us. Then the church, we know, is the body of baptized believers. The church is not the four walls, the building that we go to when we go, and whenever we go, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever. That is not the building. It is the baptized believers that is considered the church. And so we need to understand that when we come together, wherever we are, and we need to do the thing that is required of us so that we can continue to be strong in the Lord and accomplish what we need. And God has not given us anything that he expects us to do by ourselves. We are not islands. We are but one body, many members, but one body. And that is that God has put it like that, so that we can all have the strength that we need and able to do what he have sent us here to, the purpose in which he called us. And when we can become believers, there is a calling. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear those terms, and because they think it all means standing behind the pulpit on a Sunday or Wednesday or whatever. That's not what it means. And that's another reason we need to read the Bible, is so that we'll know what the things that is required of us, what they are, and how we can obtain them. Now, again, God has tools that he's using to shape us, okay? Life's challenges is another thing God uses so that he can help shape us into being what he wants us to be. And God offers us solace, which is action, where solace is comforting us. In our time of distress and sadness, then he comforts us. And that is through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit also is what prays for us when we don't know what to say. So it helps us in doing hard times, and he always uses the trials, again, to shape us high, by faith, so in our faith, so that we can continue to grow in faith. Without faith, we can't please God. And our faith has to grow so we can not just be babies drinking milk, but that we're able to be fed meat, and then we're able to feed others meat. So it's not that we get all that we can just so we can have it, but we get it so we surrender our all to him, that we can come forth like Christ-like, and also able to help somebody else through the hard time. Yes, our challenges, there are struggles that we go through, and each one of us, we may not be going through the same thing at the same time, but if you continue to stay on the road of faith, there's some of the things that I have challenged past and had to deal with in my years with the Lord, that if you're a new beginner, just stay on the road, because you're going to hit them same spot. Because God has one way. God doesn't have there's a way for one person and a hard way for another. God has one way from earth to glory, and that's through the blood of Jesus, and it's all from God. So when we are all Christ-like, we have tested and trials and struggles that we have to deal with, and it's not that your mother and father can do it for you, no matter how religious somebody appear to be, your parents or whatever. There, if you become a believer, we are individuals, and we each have to travel the road for ourselves, and we have to shoulder our own cross. Jesus would take the weight, but we have to take the cross, and he said, and follow me. So we have the Bible. God uses the Bible, the church, and our challenges. And the thing that he does is help us to be conformed to the work that he begins in us, and also to sanctify us, and that's another whole topic that we could talk on for at another time, about all that sanctification means. We know it basically means being set apart, but there's a whole lot more to it than just being set apart. There's a whole lot more to that, and it's the process that God used to help us to be able to do what he calls us to do. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, it says, by faith, I had my scriptures marked, but somehow or another, my markings have slipped. So let me go to 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, this is Paul talking, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body, and that represents the Trinity, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 24 says, and with faithful he is that calleth you. who also will do this. He will prepare you for the coming of Christ. God will prepare you through Christ and the Holy Spirit for the coming of Christ so that we can have our work done when he comes, and we'll be able to go back with him. And I believe that that's the purpose of that. That's simply one of our purpose, is to be ready to go back with him when he comes. The only way we can do that is commit ourselves that God can shape us the way we're supposed to be Christ-like, and also a plow in his hand, and that we can do the work that he would have us to do. I pray that you got something out of what it said, and go back and read the scripture again, Isaiah 64 and verse 8, Hebrews 10:25, Psalms 105, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, and also in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15 and 2 Timothy 3:16. Just some of the scriptures, but as you begin to read the scripture, and in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4-7, it talks about the gift that God gives us. And I said, I know I wouldn't be able to get to everything, but read it for yourself and know that each one of us has a gift that we're supposed to be using to help build the kingdom and be a part of what God is doing in this season. Again, God have tools that he used to shape us to be Christ-like. Back to you, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you, sis, for those encouraging words. Moving right along tonight, our 30 seconds will be coming from Gracie Jordan.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, I'll be reading Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people of the sheep of his pasture. Enter to the gates with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praises. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving right along, let's go ahead and open the line up for inputs and update this week. Okay, the line is open. Inputs and update.
I had Calvin Street. I had requested prayer for my brother. He lives in New York, and every time that I would talk to him, he'd get upset at me. Most times he would hang up. And then it ended up that he had to go into rehab for a while. And I talked to him today. I didn't call him that much, so I said, well, I just prayed. I put it in God's hands, and I didn't call him because I didn't want him upset there, and him being he was thinking that he didn't have any family, but he's got family around him there. And I did call today. I felt led to call today, and I got to speak to the nurse, and I got to ask some questions about him. And she said, well, you can talk to him. She said, I'll bring him to the phone. So I talked to him, and he let me know that he was doing okay. He said, but when am I going home? I said, you're going home tomorrow. I said, you will be going home tomorrow. I said, God has brought you this far. And he said, when I get home, I'm going to get on my knees. I took that to say that he was going to get on his knees and thank God for what God has done. Because he was raised, my mother was a Christian lady, and she raised all of us. She had four boys and two girls, and she raised all of us to know about the Lord. So just continue to pray for him. Just keep Herbert McNeil's name up before the Lord. Because we don't want nobody. We especially don't want our family to be lost. But we don't want anyone to be lost, because Jesus died for everybody, that we would be saved. And I appreciate the prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Deborah Jackson got a praise report.
Amen.
Yeah.
I thank God.
This call is being recorded.
I thank the Lord
this
for
this call is no longer being recorded.
Allowing me to go to my second day of radiation treatment, and it's helping. I'm getting stronger because the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
And I thank God because I'm feeling much better. I'm still in a little pain every now and then, but the doctor said, he said, you won't have to keep getting radiation for every little pain. Just take the medicine and you should be okay. I said, doctor, am I going to live or die? She said, well, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what God going to do, but you're going to live. And I'm speaking life tonight. I'm going to live and not die. Because God said, trust in him with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways and thy ways. He shall direct my path. And I'm trusting in God, and I'm surrendering and committing my life to God each and every day. God has been good to me, and I know that he's able. He's walking with me through the fire. I'm still going through some trials and tests, but God is still good. He's a merciful God. He's a loving and caring, and I want to praise him because he deserves all the praise. He's let everything that had breath. Praise the Lord. If you got breath today, you need to praise God for life, health, and strength. You above ground and not beneath ground. Let God use you. But if, like Sister Richardson said, we all are different. We have different situations. We have different gifts. Use it. Because if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God be the glory.
Psalms 118, verse 17 says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. So we'll thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, moving right along. No more inputs update. We'll go right into roll call.
She got her mute button on.
Hello, this is Linda. I'm here.
Okay,
Lee, I'm sorry. I got disconnected.
All right.
I'm back. Last week we had 38 people, and we thank God for each and every one. Lee in Virginia, here. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willanay. Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
And Robert and Portia.
Yeah.
Oli. Oli. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
And Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Barbara.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones. Ken and Carolyn.
There.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte. Tangela.
Yes.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Jamari.
Here. Black.
Ashante.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya W.
Here.
Fran. Lisa. Evelyn C.
Here. Here.
Martina.
Here.
Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you, Uncle Roman.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, so next week, our opening prayer will be done by Danny Yeverton. Our 30 seconds will be done by Mari. Okay. Now this time we'll turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another beautiful night, God. We thank you for how you allow us to see another day, God. You've given each and every one of us strength, God. But we know that you are able to keep us, God, from falling, God. Lord, if any sin in our life, God, we ask you to search our heart, God. Lord, that you will remove any sin that causing us to be separated from you, Father. God, and give us strength to go from day to day. We thank you right now. We appreciate what you have done. We acknowledge that you are a deliverer. You are a healer. You are our breadwinner, God. Lord, you supply our every day need, God. Lord, and I thank you tonight for everything that you've done. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. God, even we may not be feeling well, but we thank you in advance, God, for what you're going to do, God. You are our healer, God. You said by your stripes we are healed, God. And we trust you, God, that you told us to lean not to our own understanding. You said in all our ways acknowledge you, God, and you shall direct our path, God. Give us that faith to believe in you, trust you. Help our unbelief today, God. We ask you to continue to lift Deborah Jackson up, God. Lord, and heal our body completely, God. Lord, take us through every treatment, God, every medication, Lord. Let it do what it's supposed to do, God. I know that you are able, God. You are powerful, God. Oh, God, you're all-knowing, God. And I thank you tonight, Jesus, for what you're going to do, God. Lord, break every bondage that the enemy try to have that stronghold, God. Oh, God, give us favor tonight, Jesus. We need your blessing, God. You came that we have life and that more abundantly, God. We thank you for life today. We thank you for your blessing. Oh, God, we count all of our blessing today, God. It could have been the other way, but you see fit for us, God, to live this day, God. I glorify you, God. Oh, God, in all things you tell us to praise your name. You said let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we ask you right now, any distraction, God. Lord, we ask you to break the yoke, God. Lord, and continue to send your anointing upon each one, God. Beaming us throughout the night, God. Don't let the enemy get in our dream, God. Our sleep, Lord. Oh, God, make it sweet and peaceful, God. Angels encamp around us, God. Oh, God, we know that you are well able, God, to take care of us. God, our children, God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless them, God. Save them and sanctify them, God, with your precious Holy Spirit, God. We thank you, God, for this day. Oh, God, we lift you up, God. Oh, God, you are our shepherd, God. You supply every need, God. Everything that we need, God. You supply it for us, God. Bless this Bible study, God. Bless our teacher, God. Continue to pour in her, God, your word. God, open the understanding, God, that we praise your name, God. Oh, God, some may be depressed tonight, God, but let them know that you are a comforter, God. You sent the Holy Spirit, God, to comfort each and every one of us, God. Oh, God, we don't have to fear the enemy, God. Oh, God, in every trial, every situation we go through, God, Lord, be there for us, God. Oh, God, and lift us up. God. Oh, God, you say at the enemy, come in like a flood, God, but you will never withstand it. You say, vengeance is yours, God. Oh, God, do it for us tonight, God. Give us the best sleep tonight, Lord. Oh, God, and touch our body, God. Any pain, numb it, Lord. Oh, God, we can rest peacefully, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight, God. Oh, God, surround us tonight, Jesus. Remember Charlotte, God, and whatever she may be going through, God. Oh, God, and Carolyn, brother, Lord. Oh, God, bless you. Regulate that mind, Jesus. You are a mind regulator, God. Oh, God, we rebuke the enemy right now, God. Oh, God, against our family, God. Oh, God, and let your light shine, God, like before, God. And I thank you tonight for everything that you're going to do, God. And everything that you're about to do for us, God. We praise your name. We give you all the glory, God. And all the honor belongs to you. We love you tonight, God. And we thank you, God. We appreciate you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you all the glory and honor belongs to you, God. Let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. Remember, God, you are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. I thank you, Father. Lord, we love you, God. I appreciate what you have done, God. You have loved this world, God. Oh, God, you said you are so God for so loved this world. And you gave your only begotten Son that whosoever believe in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. Help us to continue to believe in you, God, and hold on to you. And we give you all the praise tonight. All the glories go back to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the closing prayer. We also thank everyone for being on the line tonight, and we look forward to having all of you back next week. And with that note, we're going to say good night to everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.